Yeah, dude.
Good morning. 8:39, Brock Hunter, the Plan B Morning Show.
Maybe we need to do what he's doing. He just bought a nice van. He just took the show on the road.
Yeah? Take the show on the road?
Just driving around, touring around.
I got to live with you in a van, though, and I don't think that's, you know.
Down by the river.
Being in a studio with you, you stunk this up good enough. Still smell, still the lingering ugh.
Yeah. Come on. Get a nice little van.
Me and you, one bed in that van. All right. Good luck, buddy.
Let's get an 84 sheepdog. How about that?
84 sheepdog?
Yep.
You can afford that. I could swing that. Anyway, enough of Hunter and I living in a van together. We got to get to it. Stupid quickies. Before I get to this, though, we actually get to the stupid quickies. So I go to YouTube every time and I get this. It's funny, comical, tuba, bassoon, comedy, royalty, free stock music. Okay, so it's free stuff. Okay. That's why it says preview in there. But anyway, on the recommended section, you know, on the right-hand side, there's always, you know, things that are similar or whatever it is. Well, there's one on here, and it just... why we have certain things is just, anyway, the title of it is 1 hour of silence occasionally broken by Barbie saying balls. Like, that's a thing. And it's an hour long video that someone made and put on YouTube. Yeah.
How many views does it have? Well, you got to click it to
26,000 views.
My God, what is, there's some things out there. I'm just like, I can't wrap my brain around.
Just people got too much time on their hands, man. Too much time.
A lot of time on there. Yeah.
Yeah. 1 hour of silence, occasionally broken by Barbie saying balls.
You know, everything is out there.
Yeah.
That right there proves that you can't invent. Good luck inventing anything.
Yeah, that's it.
Fat chance, buddy boy.
Because even if you gave me.
Somebody thought of it.
You gave me a week to come up with, like, the most ridiculous thing I could think of. I don't think I could. I would have never have come up with that.
No.
But someone in their brain was like, oh, I got it. I'm going to make 1 hour of silence, occasionally broken by Barbie saying balls. And I'm going to put it on YouTube for the world. No. Okay.
Good example of that. I experienced it yesterday. Well, on the show one day, I just belted out, I'm a potato.
Yeah.
I get on Amazon to see if they have the shirt. Of course they do.
Yeah.
They've got a shirt with a potato on it.
And now you have a shirt that says, I'm a potato.
Now I have
a
shirt. I do.
You're right up there with the guy who made the silence, the hour of silence with Barbie saying balls in there occasionally.
It's just like everything has been said. Everything's been done. Thought of, invented. Weird. There's just so many people out there.
Too many. It's a problem.
Thank God.
Anyway, I guess we should move on now that we've got that established. Folks, it's time for everyone's new favorite bit. That's right. It's Stupid Quickies.
Yes.
Love it. Love it.
Preview.
How about this? A massive brawl broke out at a funeral in California last week, and at one point, the casket got knocked over.
Good news,
though, the body didn't fall out. That casket was tight.
Ah, come on. The body's got to fall out. You got to set it up that way.
Be better. It's like that one video. Have you ever seen? It's like, I don't know where it's at. Like Zimbabwe
funeral
or
fights.
Something. And they got the guy, like the casket, on the top of people's shoulders, and they're kind of like doing this dancing. And I don't know if that's a cultural thing. But then one of the guys loses it. The casket falls, and the body just, you know, just barrel rolls out of there. Come on, man.
Then you always got the ladies in the back screaming.
Body's just laying there. Like, who's he?
Oh, no.
You got to be the guy to pick the body and put it back in there, right?
Yeah, who's got to do that?
I don't know.
You know, the weird thing is when people go to visitations, they're always like touching the hands, touching the. Like, every time I see that, I'm like, what?
You guys want to see a dead body?
What are you going to touch it?
You don't want to know what I'm going to do to your dead body.
You know, you better not poke me.
Why does Hunter have bodyguards at his funeral? Huh?
Bro. It's going to be a closed casket. Brock's going to be up there opening it up, peeking in.
Hey, he's in. Don't worry, guys. He's in here.
You know what? I'm going to be in there, though. Wait.
Ha! Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
You son of a... You got the old rope-a-dope. The old funeral rope-a-dope. Oh, my God. Man, don't fight at funerals. The body's going to fall out.
You know?
How about this, Hunter? Whether you like it or not, pumpkin spice Cheerios are back. Enough of the pumpkin spice. I'm done with... I was done with it.
Your whole house is pumpkin spice. You got the candles. You got Cheerios. You got muffins. You got drinks. You got lattes. You got...
What happened?
It's fall.
We went we've gone too far with pumpkin spice. Like when they came out with, okay, it's pumpkin spice latte. End it there. Now you got beer, you got Cheerios, you got candles, you got scratch and sniff, everything. Underwear. I mean,
pumpkin spice everything. Well, like, we get it. Like, but I understand what you're doing. You're You get people love pumpkin spice, or women love pumpkin spice things, and you just turn all of your product into pumpkin.
Yeah. It's too much, though. It's not even that good. Like, it's okay. Not enough that people just, fall, pumpkin spice, yes! Jesus.
Pumpkin everything.
Calm down. Anyway, pumpkin spice Cheerios are back. Lastly, this is a good one to end on. A woman in California was arrested after being caught spiking her husband's lemonade with Drano.
No.
All right. The husband was getting sick on multiple occasions, so he set up a camera and caught her doing it. That's an awkward conversation at the dinner table. So,
check this video out here.
Nancy, why don't you have a seat? I want to show you something.
Drano, huh? Yeah. I drank Drano as a kid. Remember that story?
Oh, that's right.
I thought it was blue pop. It was underneath my grandma's sink.
I knew it. This old bag's hiding the good stuff from me.
I got one swig in. Blah. Oh, boy, did I go to the hospital. I was fine. I didn't swallow any of it.
How have you made it this far in life? You just sitting there.
I swallowed batteries. I
power throat and God knows what. But don't you think you'd notice Drano and lemonade? I mean, maybe.
You would think. Maybe. Well, lemonade's got so much sugar in it, you can't even tell that there's Drano in it. You know?
Adds a nice little kick to it on a hot summer day.
Yeah. What's Drano? Blue? It's blue, isn't it?
I think so. Or maybe you can get clear Drano. I don't know. Why, you planning on poisoning someone sometime soon?
What color? Is it clear?
Here. Just drink this. Just drink it. Don't ask questions. Drink it.
It is wild, though. You know, if you think about it, the amount of people that make your food.
Yeah.
I mean, anything could happen at any time. Somebody really didn't like you.
Especially my wife. Like, honestly, first person I would question would be her. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
He's still coming over for dinner tonight, right?
Oh, he's trying to make me drink stuff. What is this? Weird. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I don't think they're going to make it. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe they go see some counseling. They'll be all right. But all right. There you go, folks. That is your stupid quickies for a Thursday. We're going to take a break. Your comedian is Bill Burr. We'll be back.